We have Sheetal from Apsara Skincare joining us right now. Let's go on and welcome Sheetal. Hi, Sheetal. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you?
Wonderful.
No stress, hopefully.
No, how's the complexion?
We're like twinkle, twinkle little stars and everything going back in time. How could we possibly be stressed?
Stress is not a friend.
Yes, it's not.
I'll say that. Even before I start with the topic today of stress and its effects, overall effects, I'd like to invite some calls. Mm-hmm. Share your thoughts with us. Tell us when you are stressed, particularly what happens. Do you experience any skin-related issues? Does your hair, behave a little bit differently or anything else?
Yeah.
Share that with us. It'll be valuable to have your opinion and your feedback, live feedback. Yes, you have your hand up.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. Me first.
Go.
Okay. My thing is, I get stressed when I have a bad hair day.
No, you're actually the other way around. You get a bad hair day because of stress.
That's what I was going to say.
I was thinking of the same thing. Oh my God.
That's really?
I just thought of that.
Oh my God.
Okay. It could be a chicken and an egg type of situation.
Oh correct. My God. Okay.
Yes, yes. But no, really, I want to hear. And your point is valid. I mean, we may have been just kind of, you know, playing around with it as a funny thing, but it does happen. Women wake up with bad hair days. Bad hair days means a lot of different things, and they get stressed out. How about when your hair fall is intense?
Yeah.
Oh, that can stress you out.
Right.
Or you feel suddenly a lot of gray hair are visible when you look at yourself in the mirror.
Right.
That can be stressful. Nobody wants to prematurely gray.
Right.
And at Apsara, we in no way, shape or form encourage the vanity of remaining youthful and young, because we must accept the laws of nature. We are all, aging. Mm-hmm. Right after the moment that we were born, we started aging. Now, that is natural, but what is unnatural is the pace at which our skin and our hair give us signals and signs that we might be prematurely aging. Now, that's scary, and that's something that can be reversed. And stress can be linked to that as well.
Nice.
Wow.
Now, if you guys are wondering how come the Bollywood stars are staying young, you listen to the show right now because we're going to give you some tips about that, right?
Right.
That is right.
Right.
And information is power. We always start with information and then go to tips.
And if you have questions for Sheetal right now, give us a call 408-912-2479. Lines are going to be open under 2 minutes right now already. Okay, it's open right now. So give us a call 408-912-2479.
And we're also asking you, what kind of, symptoms do you experience when you undergo stress? Have you noticed that you break out? Or have you noticed that you lose your hair fall increases? Have you noticed that, I don't know, what happens to you when you get stressed out? And that's what you want to find out from our
Absolutely. I just want to ideate, so other people can hear us too, and we can have a little community discussion going on here.
Right.
But why don't I start off?
Sure.
Now, one of the first things that happens when you're under stress, so the stress or anxiety is getting out of hand and it is approaching the levels of, beginning depression even,
right.
Unfortunately.
Right.
One of the first things that happens is that you don't sleep very well.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're not very rested, your body does not get enough time to repair itself.
Right.
A lot of people say that, when they're feeling stressed or anxious, they may be in bed for more than 8 hours even, mm-hmm. but they don't wake up feeling fresh. It feels as though their body weren't really asleep and
right.
they were battling thoughts all night long. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that you might notice is that you look very worn out. Mm-hmm. Your skin looks tired and dull. And in many cases, your eyes might look puffy. And why not? Because they haven't really had that amount of rest that they need to look fresh, sparkly and youthful.
That
might be the first thing that can happen.
Right. Right.
With stress.
Wow.
Totally
yeah,
agree.
That's true. They say, oh, what did you do? You got bags under your eyes.
Or are you feeling well?
Yeah.
Are you sick today?
You look really tired.
That's right.
Oh my God. That's a horrible
remark.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
When you are,
but you feel like you've been tossing and turning mm-hmm. in your bed, but that doesn't help. Restful sleep is one thing, and lengthy hours and hours of being in the bed, that's another thing altogether.
Yep.
Right. And we're in conversation with Sheetal Rawal from Apsara Skincare, and if you have questions for her regarding how you can combat the effects of stress on your skin or hair, or any questions regarding your skincare or hair care regimen, simply give us a call. 408-912-2479. Again, 408-912-2479. Our running theme for today is stress and how it affects you and how you combat it right now. So call us, 408-912-2479. Sheetal, ready to go to our bandhu?
I'm ready, yes.
Let's get them on. Hi, welcome to the Apsara Skincare segment on Pam Pam. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sushma here.
Hi, Sushma. Go ahead with your question or your comment for Sheetal.
I have a question for Sheetal. So my hair loss is becoming more and more day by day, and my scalp is itchy. So it's become dry. I just wanted to know what I can do to stop it.
Right. So a couple of things that I share as tips to people is one of the most important things you can do. Of course, keep your stress levels down. That can have an impact. But look at the ingredient list of your shampoo and conditioner and see if it contains any harsh chemicals like sulfates, SLS, petrochemicals, phthalates, and so many others. Now, these chemicals are so harsh that over prolonged use, they challenge your scalp and your follicles lose nourishment instead of being nourished. And so hair fall can result. Number two, our tap water here might have certain salts that are now known not to be very friendly to the health of your skin. Now, that we cannot do very much about for the most part, but what we can do is decrease the number of times a week that we wash our hair, so our exposure to these salts is decreased. And also, to the harsh chemicals in our hair care products. Well, that's something we can do about. We can select consciously products that don't have any of these harsh ingredients, plus they have ingredients that are actually going to support the nourishment of our follicles, promote some hair growth, etc. At Apsara, we have a full hair care routine, 3 products, an oil, shampoo and conditioner. All 3 of them are called rosemary and amla. I highly encourage you to go to apsaraskincare.com, get some information about these products, and whenever you're ready, consider making a shift. I think it is worth it.
Okay.
Rosemary and amla oil, rosemary and amla shampoo for your hair as well. It'll definitely help. I have tried it too. I've tried the shampoo.
That's great.
So it does help with the texture of your hair. Definitely.
That's wonderful.
So please do go ahead and look up apsaraskincare.com, or if you have questions for Sheetal, you can always contact her through her Facebook page, facebook.com/apsaraskin. Let's go to the next. Bindu Namaskar. Welcome to the Apsara Skincare segment on Pam Pam. Who's this?
Hi, Pam Pam. This is Amrit.
Amrit, hi, Pam Pam. Go ahead with your question or comment for Sheetal, please.
Hi, Sheetal.
Hello there.
I have a question. I have noticed a sudden increase in my hair fall for the last few months, and I'm really concerned about it. So I know you said that you need a lot of sleep, less stress, but that's what my routine is really up to these days, and I'm not getting enough sleep. But
right.
Is there anything that we can do to get this thing better?
That's right. I mean, thank you for sharing. This was a question and a valuable kind of feedback that we were soliciting. But, 2-in-1. So what I said to the earlier caller does apply to you. Try to find out ways for stress management. Sleeping is actually very, very important, or we wouldn't have wasted as a human race 8 hours in sleeping if there weren't something to it. So meditation is a wonderful stress management tool. So try to find out if you can meditate or how much time it might take, which meditation method is the best one for you. Breathing exercises, and then externally, of course, taking care of yourself. As I said to the earlier caller, use the right products. Products can be big culprits in issues of skin and of hair. Consider rosemary and amla. Get some information. It's a wonderful, wonderful trio of products. Also, your nutrition levels. Make sure that you are not deficient in anything. Your medical doctor might be able to determine that for you. A multivitamin, a good quality multivitamin. Ask your doctor which brand he or she recommends.
Okay. And definitely, if you have more questions, try to attend one of the trunk shows that Sheetal has. And do you have a trunk show coming up?
That's good. That's good that you brought it up. This coming Sunday, we have a trunk show, and it is in Santa Clara. Uh-huh. The name of the lovely host is Raksha. Uh-huh. And we have the invite up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/apsaraskin. Please RSVP us, and you will find everything that you need to know about the trunk show right there. As usual, very interactive from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in Santa Clara this coming Sunday. I will be there both hours. So if you have any questions that you wanted to ask me, I'll be there. Just for that purpose, Apsara products on display, samples on display. And one lucky winner wins $100 worth of Apsara products. So that's a guarantee. One of you will win. So come.
So definitely attend it if you can. Go get more information on facebook.com/Apsara Skin. We are talking to Sheetal Raval from Apsara Skincare right here on the Pam Pam Show. So if you have questions with regard to your skin or hair, definitely pick up the phone. Give her a call, 408-912-2479. Again, 408-912-2479. Or if you'd like to share how stress affects you, or your hair, your skin, definitely call in with your comments, 408-912-2479. One more bandhu, please. Namaskar. Welcome to the Apsara Skincare segment on Pam Pam. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Rao. I have two questions for Sheetal. First question is, Sheetal, what do you think about this product called as Neoxin? It has been like highly recommended by most of the dermatologists. Number two is that I go through a heavy stress level during the day, but I do go and work out during the evenings, and I'm, like, totally fine by the end of the day, and I get, like, 8 hours of sleep. So does this Ebentide really cause any toll on your body?
What a wonderful question. I think that was a brilliant question. So, number one, working out causes a surge of wonderful feel-good hormones that are good for your body. Mm-hmm. That really are. So, you might be taking the edge off or taking the negatives out just by working out. So, I'd say continue to do that. The ebb and flow, the being in lots of stress and then combating it with a workout routine, in my opinion, I don't see how that can actually be a deleterious or a negative thing. Mm-hmm. I don't really see how that can be. As far as Neoxin goes, most harsh chemicals we do not approve of anyway. That's our mission. Entire mission here at Apsara is to kind of go natural. And plus, in addition to that, I don't recall the complete deck of ingredients of Neoxin. So my feedback, other than the fact that, you know, we are not promoting any chemical usage, is that I wouldn't be able to share a completely meaningful feedback with you until I do know the ingredient deck. Do remember, ingredients make or break a product.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely right. And go ahead, yep. Rao, do you have a follow-up question?
No, I would probably go and try your rosemary and amla hair oil / shampoo pretty soon.
You should.
That would be nice. Yes. Yeah. Give it a shot.
And I think Altu wanted to comment something. He was like writing it down for me. Can you go ahead and tell her, Sheetal? Oh. Tell him, tell Sheetal Altu.
So Sheetal, you're saying that people for good hair and complexion, they can even listen to 2 hours of Pam Pam Show? It's a stress reliever.
For everybody whose stress is significantly reduced by hearing Pam Pam or tuning into the Comedy Central or anything.
Exactly, Central
Please.
Of Comedy. Yeah, that's true.
Please do it.
And of course, guys, you're listening to Sheetal here from Apsara Skincare. And if you have a call, if you want to call us, give us a call, 408-912-2479. We have a caller waiting line.
Namaskar. Welcome to the Apsara Skincare segment right here on Pam Pam. Who's this? Hello. Hi. Could you please speak up? Okay, I guess we've lost our caller. Okay, so Sheetal, God, time flies.
It does, doesn't it?
We have less than about 30 seconds, so go ahead, tell us, what should we do? How should we combat it? What do we
need to
do?
There is a lot of tips and techniques that I'd like to share. We don't have enough time right now to go into it fully, but as I was telling the caller earlier, do explore meditation or any other stress-relieving technique. For you, it could be yoga, or it could be a full-blown workout. Whatever gets those hormones going, whatever gets you into a peaceful, balanced state of mind, do that. It has long-term implications. It's worth every minute you spend exploring it and then actually practicing it. So do it.
Right, absolutely. So again, words of wisdom from Sheetal of Apsara Skincare. If you'd like to find out how you can help your skin and hair problems by using some of the natural products that Apsara Skincare carries, definitely go to apsaraskincare.com or facebook.com/Apsara Skin. Or you just want to sample some of the products or want to go and learn more about them, attend their trunk show that's happening this Sunday, facebook.com/Apsara Skin for all the details. Sheetal, thank you so much for joining us yet again. And we will look forward to talking to you next week.
And me too. And I look forward to seeing a lot of you at the trunk show. Come make some time.
Absolutely. Facebook.com/Apsara Skin for more information. And time traveling will continue in the next hour on Pam Pam right after this.